Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Rich Tillery, Chief Pilot for Airline Transport Professionals and FAST Team Lead Representative from Jacksonville, Florida, who is today's host.
Hello, everybody. I'm Rich Tillery, and joining me now is Rich Weber, Officer Rich Weber, I should say, with the Jacksonville Sheriff's Department. We talked to Rich a little bit before the Heli Expo just last month, January, and he was going to. We made a promise to all the people out there listening that we were going to bring him back on the show and talk to him a little bit about what all's been happening out there, some of the good stuff that's been going on, some of the changes that we have, and you know, as you know, he's kind of a, one of the guys out there that's kind of a kingpin, keeps track of what's going on. Rich Weber, thank you and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Rich. I appreciate that.
Well, let's talk a little bit now. We talked a little bit before we went, you know, at you know, how past shows went and how many people were there and exactly how many vendors and what all the cool changes were. There's a lot of people out here in the helicopter industry right now. A lot of guys on the, you know, they're out there listening on the radio, and they, and you know, they're kind of curious. Rich, if you would just give us a little bit of what all's happened at the expo this year.
Well, this year was a great turnout. It was, you know, once again, as kind of a recap for everybody that may not have caught the first show, was at the at Dallas, Texas, at the Dallas Convention Center. And the 2012 Heli Expo turned out to be probably their biggest one, record-breaking. They had over 19,000 attendees, more than 650 exhibitors, and this took up a space of over 1 million square foot of exhibition and meeting space. So it was a really large event. You know, it was a huge event, and with great turnout, which really was good for the industry and shows that there's still, you know, a lot of growth and movement and everything going on in the industry as well. They had 60 helicopters out on the show floor, so there was plenty for aviators and non-aviators alike to look at and see and, you know, try to put their eyes on. Bell Helicopter, they unveiled the 525 Relentless, which is a medium, in the medium category, which PHI, the Petroleum Helicopter International Company, has this was some designs for them, so they've, I guess, gone into a contract with them. So that was one of the big events that they had in starting the show when they unveiled that helicopter. And yep. People can look on, yeah, they can look on either the Bell website or it should be on even Rotor.com. They might be able to get a kind of a sneak peek at that.
Okay, now you say that that PHI Petroleum Helicopter. These guys had what did they were they part of the design process? Did they tell Bell, you know, kind of some of the stuff that they wanted on it before they started?
Yeah, well, that's what they said when they unveiled it. You know, the Bell CEO, he talked about that they had worked with PHI to find out what they wanted, what they were looking for in the in a medium sized helicopter, and so they had a lot of input to it, which I guess was, you know, a big plus for Bell Helicopter as well, so they could develop something that may be quite marketable and for PHI and as well as some of the other companies. But that was what they, you know, the gist of what they talked about. So it was turned out to be really a pretty cool unveiling it had a great audience as well.
And that's called a Relentless. Is that one or two engine helicopter?
It's a twin. It's the 525 Relentless is what they call it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Kind of a big helicopter. I mean, like, now these guys probably don't, right now, don't they use a lot of Bell Jet Rangers or the Long Rangers?
They do Jet Rangers, 407s, and they get into, they've got Long Rangers. Now, this Relentless is like a 16-passenger helicopter.
Oh, wow.
So, to give you some idea of the size of it, they've with PHI, they've also got they get into the medium size with the S-76 Sikorsky and then on up to the S-92. So I guess this is going to be a fit that PHI's, you know, was looking for, and that's why they kind of had some input with that.
Yeah. Now, a lot of these companies out there, they they have a kind of a diverse fleet. You know, when you talk about where they fly the 407s and the Long Ranger 4s, and they fly these, and they are with this Relentless or with Bell Helicopter. Do you see like a lot of, you know, guys like either offshore oil well support guys or EMS guys, you know, trying to come, you know, to a common fleet of helicopters? Or are they just going to kind of keep flying, you know, a diversified fleet that they have?
Well, you know, I think with the diversified fleet, that offers them the opportunity to kind of pick and choose what they think is going to meet their mission. And if one company can't, you know, provide all those different models, then that gives them, you know, some other avenues to pick from, to whether it's just, you know, if they're doing some offshore with, you know, where they're just making some light loads, or just some back and forth with not a whole bunch of crew and passengers and, you know, workers, if you will, then they can use a smaller aircraft. And then they have the mediums for when they're, you know, want to carry a bunch of the oil rig crew members out there back and forth, dropping them off. And so I think that's kind of where they get the different platforms of aircraft that they can pick from.
Now that's one helicopter. Did you see any other, like, as far as the exhibits on the floor, did you see anything else that was like, you know, that's out of the ordinary, that's kind of state of the art? I know we've gone a long way with helicopter, with the glass cockpit on some of these aircraft. I know that, you know, night vision is a big deal now, especially when working with our EMS guys. Did you see a lot of exhibits out there that where they've made a lot of improvements on the on the night vision stuff? Because I know that's always been a big safety concern amongst helicopter pilots.
It has, and there's getting to be more vendors out there with that are doing night vision goggles, whether it be compatibility cockpit lighting, the goggles themselves, the training for the pilots and crew members with the goggles. So we're seeing more vendors out there in the industry on the floor that are providing these things. Eurocopter also, of course, has a big booth, of course, and Sikorsky, all the big brands. And Eurocopter, they've got a look like to me a comparable helicopter to the to this 525 Relentless that Bell just put out, and I believe that was the EC-175 if I recall, but it was another large helicopter. I didn't take notes just to write down the model, but it was I believe that's what it was, and it's right there along the same lines as this 525. So I think this is something where Bell's trying to, you know, step up to the market that Eurocopter has had with that with their medium size helicopter, and see if they can, you know, capture some of those that audience as well.
I know you were pretty busy, Rich, running around that place trying to take all these notes that you could to come back and do the interview with me here and let everybody know what all's been going on. I hope you didn't have to jog through the whole thing. Now, this thing went on for how many days were you out there?
This was it was a 3-day event. The exhibition hall started on Sunday and went through Tuesday. So it was a big event. There was, like I said, on most of the larger companies, Bell Helicopter, Eurocopter, Sikorsky, even some of the other ones like Pratt and Whitney and some of the engine manufacturers. They also had some customer appreciation events. Bell Helicopter had put on a large customer appreciation event at the at Cowboy Stadium. That was on Saturday night, where they shuttled all the customers. There was, I don't know what the count was, but I would say it's probably probably 1,000 people that showed up there, right on the football field. They had a 407 out there, one of the new 407s, and they had the Bell 429, which is the light twin, which is getting into some of the EMS market. They had a band out there, had all kinds of food and beverages, and you were able to tour the Cowboy Stadium, go back behind where the locker rooms are. And so that was a big event that Bell put on. American Eurocopter on Sunday night had a customer appreciation at the House of Blues there in Dallas and they had a band, and they had, a tremendous amount of great, great food, so they had a big turnout there as well. And like I said, there were some of the other manufacturers that put them on, but I didn't attend those, so
yeah.
I can't speak on how the turnout was, but I'm sure it was probably pretty good.
Yeah. Well, Rich, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. Everybody, we're talking to Rich Weber. Officer Rich Weber is from the Jacksonville Sheriff's Department, and now, exactly what's your position out there as far as the Heli Expo goes? I know you have a title out there.
Yeah, well, I'm on the tech committee, which is associated with the Helicopter Association International, HAI, which puts on and sponsors the Heli Expo.
Okay. Rich, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a quick break, guys. Everybody, please stay tuned. We'll be back after this message.
Now, let's rejoin Rich Tillery and Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios.
Hello, everyone. I'm Rich Tillery, and we're back once again with Rich Weber. Rich, before the break, we were talking a little bit about some of the aircraft that were on exhibit there and some of the changes that have come about and everything. Let's talk. Let's change a little bit and talk a little bit about maintenance. Did you see anything as far as helicopter maintenance? Any improvements, like in the area? At the engines or anything that shows that we're in the right step forward toward improving any type of maintenance issues that we may have with our helicopters?
Well, there are some improvements that have been made, of course, with the engine manufacturers themselves and how that's an ongoing effort to try to reduce any type of mechanical failures that we have that may cause, any kind of accidents or incidents. But also even within still in the same line of maintenance, they're in the industry is starting to change to where for the AMPs, that's the airframe and power plant mechanics that work on these aircraft. Now there's been a couple incidents where the mechanics, when they're up working on the helicopters, have slipped and fallen, and there was one that had fallen and hit his head on one of the flight steps, and it's caused him a permanent disability. He had quite a recovery from it, and just where he was able to get back to where he could get out of hospital and be functioning, but it's left him with a permanent disability. So now, as a result of that, they're going to where they're wearing these mountain helmets. It's kind of a lightweight helmet, so when they're up on the aircraft working, that will help try to reduce the number of injuries.
Yeah, that's probably a pretty good idea because as a lot of people know, even when you're pre-flighting a helicopter, sometimes it becomes, depending on the aircraft, it becomes a balancing act. And I can see when a maintenance guy's up there and he's trying to handle a torque wrench or even safety wire or something like that, where he's having to use his arms in other places, that something like that could possibly happen. Probably wearing a helmet is a good idea.
Yeah, it really can. They can be up there, like you said, it's a balancing act, and they're trying to just maintain their position up there, much less even work on it, as well as, like you said, the pilots that are, pre-flighting. Then you're up there, and you're trying to do a pre-flight, and you might be holding a flashlight and a rag, trying to do a pre-flight, and it can happen as well. You might miss a flight step or on the way down or a foothold, and the next thing you know. So it can happen to both pilots and mechanics as well, and you bring up a good point, not just the mechanics.
Right. Well, but now, Rich, before we went on the air, you said something about China and Emergency Medical Service, or EMS.
Yeah, I just wanted to let everybody know that there's, as course as not only the United States, but just international and globally, everyone's becoming more and more, I guess, communicated across the whole globe as far as just with, the social networking and just, the internet and how everything just is spreading around and how we're doing so much more marketing internationally. Well, over in China, in the helicopter industry, for the EMS, the Emergency Medical Services, it is really growing quite a bit. It's really beginning to boom. And they've had some issues in the past with airspace regulations and how it's not unlike how we as pilots in the United States, how we have, VFR and IFR and classes of airspace.
Right.
Well, their airspace was so regulated that when they would try to lift off to go for an EMS flight to pick up a patient, it was really literally it was time consuming before they could lift off, and it was really getting into that golden hour. Well, apparently the China has now, they've kind of eased up and relaxed some of these airspace regulations, and so that's causing the EMS industry to really start picking up, and they're able to now be more productive and help, in that area when there's that kind of trauma and these patients that need to be transported. And this is also even lifting up the general aviation is beginning to boom now, and they're starting to their amount of flights are picking up, and that industry in general aviation as well is increasing as a result of this airspace kind of deregulation, if you will.
Wow, that's great. It especially, you know, if you said it was such a hassle to get the aircraft to move and go do stuff, I guess a ground ambulance would do just as well if the guys had to jump through so many hoops to get a helicopter in the air. It's like, what's the sense in doing it?
Right, and now that they're reducing some of this red tape or these regulations or procedures or protocol, it's allowing them to get airborne quicker, and that's the whole purpose of the, as you know, is the of the helicopter EMS is to be able to get lifted off and get them back quicker than ground transportation. So it's really going to be a plus and a benefit for China, which I think will relate back to the United States as well, because we're such a leader in so many areas of the world that we can, you know, provide some more technology services, and maybe that'll help, you know, boost our economy as well.
Yeah. Now, Rich, let's talk a little bit about next year. Where's the Heli Expo going to be next year?
Next year, the Heli Expo is going to be in Las Vegas. 2013 will be in Las Vegas. The dates for everybody are going to be March 4th through the 7th. That's going to be a Monday through a Thursday, and the exhibits will open up on March 5th, which will be Tuesday. So that's what everybody can look for going out to Vegas next year.
And you'll be there, right?
I should be there, yes.
Okay.
God willing.
I mean, you've been to every one since. Now, how long have you been involved with this?
I've been involved with this. I've been to the last two or three. Last year was in Orlando, Florida. This is where the Heli Expo was last year. So, you know, they've been going on longer than I've been around. But it's probably the leading organization in the helicopter industry promoting, you know, all aspects of helicopter flying.
That's great. Well, Rich, thank you very much for being here. That's Officer Rich Weber we've been talking to today, folks. This is a recap from the Heli Expo. We talked a little bit last month, and I appreciate you being on the show. Remember, guys, next year Las Vegas is going to be a great place. I think that's what do they call it, Sin City or something, March 4th through
that's
the 7th.
Right.
So get a chance to get on out there, and if you run into Rich Weber, say hi to him. And, Rich, once again, I appreciate you being on the show for the second time. You did a great job.
Well, thank you, Rich. I appreciate that, and look forward to keeping everybody updated as much as we can.
Okay, thanks. Guys, that's it for today. I'm Rich Tillery, and we'll see you next time on Managing Safety. Bye-bye.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.